Joe Biden picks migrant rights advocate Julie Su for Labor Secretary by Neil Monroe on March 2, 2023. President Joe Biden nominated migrant rights advocate Julie Su on Wednesday for the top job at the nation's Department of Labor. The decision spotlights his determination to open the national labor market to vast inflows of poor economic migrants. The inflows will prevent the tight labor markets that pressure employers to raise wages and also invest in high-tech, labor-saving machines. Every worker, must have a voice and the ability to exercise their sacred right to organize, Biden told a White House meeting of administration officials and progressives, plus union presidents. Biden's nomination of Julie Su comes just a few days after his deputies shrugged off the New York Times' stunning report that roughly 200,000 foreign teenagers were working in often brutal jobs around the nation. The river of teen workers is just one part of the flood of roughly 6 million legal, quasi-legal, temporary, and illegal migrants who have been invited and welcomed by Biden since January 2021. Biden's Labor Department operates to enhance economic opportunities for foreign workers. Rob Law, a former official at President Donald Trump's Homeland Security Agency, told Breitbart News. Su is the current Deputy Labor Secretary. Biden praised her prior role as a lawyer for illegal migrants and described her as the child of a Chinese migrant in 1963 who went to Stanford University and Harvard University. Julie spent 2 years representing workers, many without college degrees, many who didn't speak English but who worked long, long hours and low pay and were just looking for a little bit of dignity. Julie is the American dream, Biden insisted. As the daughter of immigrants, I believe in the transformative power of America, Su responded to Biden. Su is the deputy to Labor Secretary Marty Walsh. He is a former Boston mayor and union chief who has done little in public to push back against the administration's inflow of millions of foreign workers for jobs that otherwise would have gone to better-paid Americans. The issue of immigration is how do we make sure that companies and businesses have the opportunity to employ people, Walsh told Fox Business in December. Every business leader in America I speak to, every single one, says it's really important for us to figure out the immigration issue, said Walsh, who is now slated to head the players' union at the National Hockey League. The U.S. labor movement is largely dominated by university-educated, pro-migration progressives who ally with other university-educated Democrats. The only significant opposition to migration comes from unions of skilled workers, such as electricians. Su is being supported by migration advocates. Su has really been a champion her entire career for all workers, regardless of immigration status, Rahawala, a vice president at the National Immigration Law Center told Bloomberg, law.com. Certainly we think she's aligned on a number of issues we care deeply about. Rachel Micah Jones, the founder and director of Centro de los Derechos del Migrante Incorporated, told Bloomberg. Her views are important for working Americans. Under Walsh and Su, the Labor Department has announced rules to help illegal migrants and has begun drafting rules that would allow employers to use seasonal foreign workers in a variety of jobs. There's very little concern or interest in the department about protecting American workers from cheap labor migration, said Law, who is the director of the Center for Homeland Security and Immigration at the America First Policy Institute. He continued. What are all of the so-called moderate Democrats and independents going to do about this? They don't need a single Republican vote in order to get a nominee across the finish line. But what is Senator Joe Manchin doing? What is Senator Kyrsten Sinema doing? These people claim to be champions and advocates of working-class Americans, so this is an opportunity for them to step up and say, this is an extreme nominee who is extremely unqualified because she views her job as helping many foreign workers get into the American labor force instead of getting Americans back to work, getting them better conditions and opportunities for wages to increase. The onus should be on so-called moderate Democrats. If you get behind this nominee, you're only offering lip service when you claim to care about the well-being of your constituents. Biden's growing flood of migrants makes ordinary Americans expendable, said Law. The migrants cost American workers their livelihoods, their opportunities to make it in this country, and to provide for their families. Americans lose out on the best possible wages for what the market should command for the skills in the sectors that they're in. It removes any form of marketplace, worker protections, or leverage to try to negotiate better conditions. American workers become expendable within an interchangeable and never-ending flow of foreign workers' substitutes. In contrast, migrant workers from very poor countries, who have very low expectations for wages and rights, eventually will take over a large portion of the workforce, particularly in working-class jobs, he said. They will always be willing to work for less pay and worse conditions than Americans because it is vastly superior to their home country, he said. Some Republican legislators are spotlighting the pocketbook damage caused by Biden's migration policies. People's wages are suppressed, especially those on the lower end of the pay scale. Especially, people just getting their start in this world. Representative Tom Tiffany, RY, told Breitbart News in February. He continued. All these people coming in who will work for cash, who will work for very low wages, because they just want to survive here in America. They're looking at trying to get a start. They don't have skills, and oftentimes cannot even speak English. They're going to work for very little money, and that suppresses the working class people's wages. It's one of the reasons why working class people love President Trump so much is because he says we're going to control the border. In part because we can get more money into the pockets of working class people. Well, now that is being reversed by Biden. Many progressives are eager to see more migrants compete against ordinary Americans for decent jobs. For example, Greg Sargent, a progressive columnist at The Washington Post, recently urged Biden to send more job-seeking, wage-cutting migrant workers to business-first GOP governors. The governors of Utah and Indiana are calling on the federal government to send them more migrants. To help with their state's worker shortages, President Biden should give those non-MAGA governors what they want. He could set up a program that uses his parole authority to allow migrants to get work authorization, partly in collaboration with the states where they would reside. Under Biden, the inflow of work-ready migrants has shot back up to the levels, roughly 1.6 million in 2022, seen before President Donald Trump's border reforms were implemented, according to federal data. Business groups are eager to ally with the Democratic politicians offering cheaper labor and higher stock prices. It's a crisis out here, in Nebraska, in terms of labor availability, Land O'Lakes CEO Beth Ford told Time.com for a February article. Local Americans don't take jobs, these jobs are hard, she said. In Nebraska, agriculture workers earn roughly $17.50 per hour, or $36,000 per year, according to the federal government. Democrats are even showcasing the pro-migration Cato Institute as they try to beat back GOP criticism of Biden's loose border policies. Under Trump's lower migration policies, wages and working conditions improved when employers were forced to bargain with Americans. However, Biden and Sue ignore the labor benefits of a low migration tight labor market in a free market economy within the union of 50 states. Instead, they portray themselves as the noble saviors of workers in an unionized economy. When the president talks about those who've been forgotten or invisible, I know what he means because I have spent my career fighting for them to be seen, Sue said, adding. So to all workers who are toiling in the shadows, to workers for organizing for power and respect in the workplace, know that we see you, we stand with you, and we will fight for you. Sue's nomination was welcomed by Representative Judy Chu, DCA, Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, and other Asian origin, pro-migration Democrats. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because it allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion. According to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR, the 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.